Well, last time you heard from us, Adil, we were in Enfield, and I was describing to you the sight of having local people protecting their streets. They were patrolling the area. We've now headed across town. We're in Southall, and I tell you, it's an astonishing and moving scene. Even though it is at this late hour, I've seen so many groups of young men, old men patrolling these streets and vowing to keep them safe. Now, this is an area that is predominantly a Sikh area. There's also a big minority of Muslims here. And tonight I've seen patrols from both sides of that community looking after each other's streets. It's a scene of unity that is very, very touching tonight and is very, very strong. Let me introduce you to Mr. Dillon. We're standing here outside the Sikh Guru Singh Singh Sabha Gurdwara. It's the holy temple of the Sikhs here, one of the largest ones in Southall. What's been going on tonight, Mr. Dillon?
Well, so far, since, about 6 o'clock, it has been very peaceful. And so far, we haven't heard any disturbance in Southall. And the community in Southall, as you said, Sikhs, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, they're all working together to keep the peace in Southall. We are not protecting the only our Gurdwara, our temple. We are protecting the mandirs. We are churches, synagogue, mosque, and we are all working together this evening until now. We are, working along with the police, and so far, we have been successful, and so far, nobody has come around, and there is no problem whatsoever.
I have to say, anyone who would come to Southall would be foolhardy to do so. I've seen a few people here. They're not playing cricket, are they? There are a few cricket bats around here, and there is not a midnight game going on.
It is a question, as you've seen, they are throwing the bricks, and they are throwing, any sort of, they have the weapons. But other people is, if somebody is holding a cricket bat, that doesn't mean the person is going to hit somebody. It is for self-protection.
Okay. Let me just come to Manveer as well, because these youth patrols that are out and about, are they organized? Did they just spring up automatically tonight? How did it work?
Well, there's been quite a few Facebook groups. There's one called Sikh Riot Awareness, and basically they've just been updating every half an hour or 15 minutes on which Gurdwara's having problems, which Gurdwara's need more things about, if there's any trouble going around, and just bringing more people around.
It's a real show of force and a real show of solidarity. I mean, these are communities that don't always get along, but tonight, you're all one tonight.
Yeah, well, we're just trying to be the best Sikhs that we can be, because at the end of the day, we were just taught to protect not just ourselves, but everyone else around us.
Now, historically in India, Adil, the Sikhs are known as being the defenders of the weak.
Well, they're the warriors, aren't they?
They are the warriors, absolutely. And there is a cry that you'll be familiar with. I don't know if many in Five Live will be familiar with. I wonder, Mr. Dillon, if you could perhaps just give us a feeling of what the war cry of the Sikhs is.
Bole Soneha.
It's a sound that fills the enemy with fear in history books, Adil, as you well know.
Absolutely.
It's a sense of security here in Southall tonight.
Anita Anand, thank you very much. For out of some of these negatives, it's great to hear some positive stories of communities coming together in Southall, the Asian communities coming together.